Allah Rabbul Izzah in the verses of Surah Al-Mu'minun paints a vivid picture of what will transpire on the day of Qiyamah. Allah Rabbul Izzah begins in verse number 101 where he says, فَإِذَا نُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ, and when the trumpet is blown, what will happen? فَلَا أَنْسَابَ بَيْنَهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ وَلَا يَتَسَأَلُونَ. This will be the signal of the beginning of the advent of Qiyamah. Neither shall there be any family ties between them, meaning each person will disassociate from his or her relative, fearing that their relative may come to them and ask them, I need some good deeds, can you give me some good deeds? So you see someone you know, you run far from that person to avoid that situation. Nor will they ask about the welfare, you know, what happened to that person? They're too scared to ask because maybe they'll say, what assistance are you willing to render? So then what will benefit the person? فَمَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ, whatever scales are weighty with good deeds on the day of Qiyamah, فَوْلَيْكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ, that person shall surely be from the successful ones because they will enter into Jannah. وَمَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ, and on the other hand, whoever scales are light, lacking good, and it is heavy with sins, فَأُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ, these are the ones who have put themselves, their souls at loss, فِي جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدُونَ, they shall remain forever in Jahannam. They shall remain forever in Jahannam. What will happen to them? The terrifying punishment of Jahannam. تَلْفَحُ وُجُوهَهُمُ النَّارِ, the fire of Jahannam will scorch their faces. And as we said, the body will swell due to constant burning. The lower lip will hang out till it reaches the navel, while the upper lip will swell to the extent it reaches the skull. The tongue will stick out and hang to the ground. It will be trampled upon by other inmates of Jahannam. Ya Allah, save us from the punishment of Jahannam and from all other forms of punishment. وَهُمْ فِيهَا كَالِحُونَ, and their faces shall be disfigured in there, in Jahannam. And why all of this? The unbelievers were warned. Allah Rabbul Izzah says that Allah had instructed the angels to do this because أَلَمْ تَكُنْ آيَاتِي تُتْلَى عَلَيْكُمْ, it will be said to them that Allah will say, were my ayat not recited to you? فَكُنْتُمْ بِهَا تُكَذِّبُونَ, but instead of accepting it, you used to reject the verses. You used to reject it. They will present an excuse, an attempt to save themselves and say, قَالُوا رَبَّنَا, they will say, now our Rabb. In the world, they didn't want to admit Allah was their Rabb. Now they want to say, رَبَّنَا غَلَبَتْ عَلَيْنَا شِقْوَتُنَا, that, oh Allah, we admit we were at fault because our wretchedness, our misfortune overpowered us. وَكُنَّا قَوْمًا ضَالِّينَ, and we were a deviated nation. We were a deviated nation. They will go on to say, رَبَّنَا أَوَوْ رَبْ أَخْرِجْنَا مِنْهَا, remove us from here and take us back to the world. فَإِنْ عُدْنَا, if we were to repeat ourselves by doing what we did in this world, then فَإِنَّا ظَالِمُونَ, then we must surely be oppressors, sinfully or rightfully deserving of the punishment. So they want respite, they want to go back to the world, they admit their guilt, they show their remorse, they will admit their own wretchedness, and they will hope that this will ward off the punishment. They will say that we've now seen everything, through your mercy take us back just one more time to this world, and if we commit the same sins, then indeed we are sinners and you can punish us and deem us fit for that. Will this excuse be accepted from them? Yes or no? Allah says, اخسأوا فيها, Allah will say, remain disgraced, accursed in it. ولا تكلمون, and do not even speak to me. Allah will repel them in this way. اخسأوا, go away. And when the ulama, the commentators, look at this word, اخسأوا, they explain that it is a word that is generally used to repel a dog. So this is how they will now be treated, because of them not caring two hoots about the messengers of Allah in this world. وَلَا تُكَلِّمُونَ, Allah will say, do not even speak to me. Allah's replies do not talk. And on the other hand, Allah also says that, you know what, you are talking nonsense. Because even if we send you back to the dunya, you will do the same thing again and again. And it's learned from the other narrations that apart from screaming, crying out, they will not be able to speak. So we seek refuge in Allah in this. Allah Rabbul Izzah then put these things into perspective and says, إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَرِيقٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِي. Do you not remember that while you were carrying on in this way in this world, there was a group of my servants, يقولون, they would say, رَبَّنَا آمَنَّا, that, oh, our Rabb, we've believed. فَغْفِرْ لَنَا, now forgive us. وَرْحَمْنَا, and have mercy upon us. وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الرَّاحِمِينَ, and you are the best of those who show mercy. You are the best of those who show mercy. But instead of following the example, what did you do? فَاتَّخَذْتُمُوهُمْ سِخْرِيَّا, you ridiculed them. You laughed at them. Look at these people. They're so foolish. They believe in Allah. They believe in life after death. Such a strange thing. You continue to laugh at them. You jeered at them. حَتَّى أَنْسَوْكُمْ ذِكْرِي. Allah Rabbul Izzah says, you laughed at them until they, your preoccupation and mocking them, may you forget to remember the worship of Allah. May you forget to remember the remembrance of Allah. وَكُنْتُمْ مِنْهُمْ تَضْحَكُونَ, and acting even more hurtfully towards them, you used to even laugh and mock at them. That is what you did. You used to ridicule them and you even laughed at them. Allah now announces that, however, they had patiently, these servants of mine, they patiently bore your taunts, and I, إِنِّي جَزَيْتُهُمُ الْيَوْمَ, I have rewarded them today, بِمَا صَبَرُوا, for their patience. And as a result, أَنَّهُمْ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ, they are successful, and will therefore enter into Jannah, where they will live forever. They will enjoy the bounties and the bliss. Allah is announcing that they are the faizun, they are the successful ones. That is what will be the announcement from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now going further, what happens? The reality of the world dawns upon them. The angels who kept account of every good deed and evil deeds has also kept account of the period of living on earth. And they will now refer to this. The question is, Qala, Allah will ask the people, كَمْ لَبِثْتُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ عَدَدَ سِنِينَ, how long did you stay on the earth? By the count of numbers of years. So we are willing to give everything for the life of this world. But what is the reality of this life of this world? When we analyze life of this world, what does it compare to the akhirat? What will people say? After having experienced a life of 60 years, 70 years, what will people say? لَبِثْنَا يَوْمًا أَوْ بَعْضَ يَوْمٍ. They will say that years, you're asking how many years we stayed there. You're asking years. Years are far too long to measure. More appropriately is that all that we stayed in this world is yawman, a day. Oh, ba'adha yawm. Or it felt like a part of the day. But to be certain, ask those who count, the angels who are recording our lives. Allah will say that although not a day or not part of a day, the fact is certain, you stayed there a little while. إِلَّا بِثُمْ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا لَوْ أَنَّكُمْ كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ, if only you knew this while you were living this world, then you would not have wasted your precious time. To think that when you're in the akhirat and you look back at life of this world, it will feel like a portion of the day. Yet for the portion of the day, we are willing to sacrifice everything of the akhirat. We are willing to give it up. We are willing to, you know, sacrifice everything. What we need to understand is the reality of life after death. What is it that we are calling to? There's a powerful narration which reminds us of what is this world. This is the narration of Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And he was on his last moments in this world. And at that time, he called for those around and he spoke. And what did he say at that time? he spoke about the realities of this life in this world. What did Sayyidina Abu Musa al-Ash'ari say? Or in fact, it wasn't Sayyidina Abu Musa, it was Abu Malik. He was in the throes of death and he said to the people who were present, he said that I'm speaking now and those of you present should convey it to those who are not here. Because I heard the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Man ahabba dunyahu adharra bi akhiratihi, wa man ahabba akhiratahu adharra bi dunyahu. He said that whoever loves the dunya will inevitably, indirectly harm his akhirat. And whoever loves the akhirat will harm his dunya. فَآثِرُ مَا يَبْقَى عَلَى مَا يَفْنِي. So give preference to that which is eternal over that which is temporary. So if we translate this, what it means, the sweetness of this world is the bitterness of the year after. And the bitterness of this world is the sweetness of the year after. You can't have it all. Yes, we say, Rabbana atina, Allah grant us the goodness of this world and grant us the goodness of the akhirat. But remember that when you are involved in matters of this world, if you were involved in matters of the akhirat in that time, it would be far more rewarding for you. And that is what we need to remember, that we will plead to be brought back to this world, to be given the opportunity to do good deeds, but it will be of no avail. And when we look at this world, the life in this world, we'll say, Allah says, إِلَّا بِثْتُمْ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. You stayed but for a short while. لَوْ أَنَّكُمْ كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. If only you knew. Now you know, but you don't pay heed to it. You don't pay heed to it. Allah Rabbul Izzah then reminds us and says, while living in this world, أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ, do you think أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا, that we created you in vain, with no purpose, وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ, and that you would not return to us for the afterlife? Is that what you thought? The full results of the good and the evil is not received in this world. If there was no life of the world, the life of the year after, it didn't mean that the entire factor of this world was merely a plain amusement without purpose. Allah has created everything with a great purpose, and it is for us to recognize that purpose. May Allah grant us the understanding. There are just three or four verses that remains for us to close off the surah.